good Monday morning to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up in about 15 minutes or less, we're going to get into your dummy of the day. So make sure you hang on for that.
This is bringing me back to high school.
Oh, really? This is bringing me back to this weekend. Gin is my favorite drink, by the way. If you ever want to buy me something, just because a bottle of gin will make me, Joe, very happy.
Have you ever had Hendrix gin?
I have. You know what? I like the cheapest crap when it comes to gin. My favorite gin is a $10 bottle of New Amsterdam gin. I know you're looking at me weird. Trust me. It's not just because I'm a cheap guy. I don't know. I just taste good. But I've had Bombay. I've had Hendrix.
Hendrix is good, but the crappier the alcohol, the worse your hangover is going to be. You do know that, right?
I know, but I'm saying just as far as smooth as just drinking it, that's my favorite taste. It's weird. I don't know why, but yeah.
Okay.
Now, listen. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And I have a simple question that I would like you to answer for multiple reasons. First of all, it'll be awkward if we don't get calls. But second, I don't want to feel like I'm the only person alone here. Here is what's going on. I'll never drink blank again. I'm telling you right now, I had one before on my list, and it was I'll never drink Bacardi Limon or lemon ever again. That's the first time I ever drank alcohol. I was in high school at a party. I didn't realize, like, this is a warning too, kids don't drink. But it was, I didn't realize that I didn't know how much to get drunk, and I was like, yeah, just buy me a bottle of something. So they got me a bottle of Bacardi Limon, and it's like orange pop, and I just chased my drink with that. I drank 3/4 of a fifth in 20 minutes.
Oh,
just
my
chugged
gosh.
It. It was disgusting. I was like, ooh, I'm like, I want to get drunk. Like, what's it like? And I got so drunk that I don't even know how I didn't die. I think I was sick for 2 days straight. I threw up so much that my eyes kind of got some, like, blood vessels popped in them.
Oh, my god!
Like, you ever see somebody's, like, white in their eye red? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like, what part
of
their eye? That's from throwing up so much. My mom's like, oh, so how was that hangout last night with your friend?
She knew
I went to a
she
party.
Knew. Well, yeah, she's a nurse, too, so yeah. She probably has seen that before.
So that was before, but this weekend, Porkchop's answering phone calls right now, 833-JOE-ALEX. I'll never drink blank again. But now, I'll never do a shot again. Of, I think it's Rupple Mints. It kind of tastes like, you know.
Oh my gosh, I love Rupple Mints.
I'll buy it for you if we ever go out. I'll buy you a shot. I'll never drink it again. I'm so afraid. I had to check my Instagram story. I got so drunk on Friday night. I was going out with my wife, Lindsay, for some sushi and two drinks. We were going to go see my buddy, Eric, who's a bartender, and he makes really good drinks. And the drinks he was making for us, we had two to start out. It was mezcal, it was scotch, and like some simple syrup. It's a really good drink.
Right.
I didn't realize it, Liv. That's actually two shots in one drink.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'm really feeling kind of funny. Because we ended up Ubering home. I had to leave my Jeep behind. But I ended up throwing up. I never throw up. And it's been so long. And Liv, it was painful how much it happened. So the smell that lingered was Rumple Mints. I think, and actually I got it confirmed, I met some Joe and Alex show listeners as we were leaving. Like, oh, hey, we're big fans. I don't even remember meeting them. Porkchop was there. I don't remember him being there.
What?
Our old producer before we even went on the air in Houston, but we're here in Indy. His name was MYK. He was in town. And the only reason I knew all this is because my Instagram story had them on there.
That is honestly like the most awful feeling in the world when you wake up and then like you hear that you saw people and you have no recollection because you're like, oh my gosh, what did I do?
Now, what about you, Liv the Web Girl? I mean, you're pretty good at, you know, partying. I think compared to me, you can party harder. Is there anything that you're like, I will never drink blank again?
I'm like gonna gag just saying this. Never drink coconut rum again. Like Malibu coconut.
Really?
Gag.
Oh, that stuff sounds so good. Do not. She really like lives
a
weak stomach.
I literally just like, I'm not kidding. I just gagged my eyes watering.
Okay, did you drink too much then? I'll try to help you.
It was like too much. So I drank it for the Kentucky Derby one year. I'm from Kentucky and I was in college. And the morning of the Kentucky Derby, we were already hung over from the night before because the night before is like the biggest night to go out in Louisville. And so I was already hung over and that's all we had. And we had no mixers and it was really warm. And so we drank that on our way to the party early in the morning. It was a Saturday before the Kentucky Derby. And I just never again, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was 21, I drank, what was it, vodka and orange juice.
Like a screwdriver. Yes, that's a classic.
I can never drink that again. I drank so much, and I was not feeling good. I had work early the next morning. I was a waiter at a breakfast place.
Yeah.
No lie. My first table ordered orange juice, and I was like, no!
Oh, I can't do it.
You know what I love, by the way? Out of we have full phone lines. We're going to get to right now, 833-JOE-ALEX. Out of all the topics we've done today, our show must be a bunch of alcoholics, because that's what we're getting right now. Our phone lines are lit. Let's kick it off with Morgan. Morgan, what was your drink that you said, I will never drink blank again?
Fireball.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? Like, everybody loves that cinnamon whiskey, but I can't. Now, did you just drink too much, or you just can't handle it in general?
It was like my first college party, one of my friends somehow got like one of the big like handles of it.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot, yeah.
And we were like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. And somehow throughout the night, three girls ended up drinking that entire jug of Fireball. And I woke up like cinnamon.
Oh, God.
That had to be the hangover from hell, because you know how sugary Fireball is?
Fireball. No, it was horrible.
Morgan, thank you for sharing. Now, it's one of those things Liv was talking about. You get like the dry heath shakes just thinking about it. Natalie, you also had a Fireball incident. What happened with you, Natalie?
Nothing crazy. I just can't do shots in general. And I was trying to impress this guy in college who I was obsessed with. Super hot. And he would always buy me and my friend shots at the bar, and he always wanted to do Fireball. So I was like trying to impress him, but when he would take the shot, I would just like throw mine on the ground and pretend that I took
Genius.
It.
Genius.
That's so funny.
Wait, did nobody notice? Nobody noticed that, Natalie?
No, I mean, no one said anything to me.
How dare you waste? I would be there with my mouth open.
What?
I said, how dare you waste? I would be there with my mouth
open. I know. So rude of me. But I just, I've tried to take Fireball shots before, and I just, instantly, my mouth starts watering.
Right.
I can't.
You know what you can handle, and you know what you can't.
Did you ever end up getting the guy? Did it work or not? Like, doing those shots?
Unfortunately, no. He hooked up with my best friend.
No! That's terrible.
Girlfriend, I have been there before.
Yes.
The worst.
Fireball.
Natalie, thank you for your call. Let's go to Joe. Joe, man, you're being dangerous with this drink. What will you never drink again? I've only had this once, and it darn near killed me. Ugh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, guys, anyway, you guys are awesome. I listen to you guys every morning on my way into work. I gave up streaming radio, but you guys rock. So, first of all,
awesome.
Yeah. Second of all, yeah, my experience was with Everclear back in high school. When I was 16, we had a trash can. A trash punch or a trash can punch?
You throw everything in there.
Yeah.
It was nasty. It was after homecoming. We're all at a buddy's house, and there's 18 kids there, all passed out, wasted from this nasty stuff. The next morning, it was disgusting. Yep, never ever again.
Dude, Everclear's no joke. You can light it on fire. Has anybody here on the show ever done one of those Everclear shots, where you do a flaming shot?
Yes, I have one time. I did it when I was in Jamaica. It's called a Bob Marley shot, and it has Everclear in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the different Rastafarian colors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty lit. You have to drink it really quick.
I'll never do any shot that's on fire again, because my beard will just catch up. It'll be terrible. I'll lose my entire beard. Lynn's on the Joe and Alex show. What will you never drink again?
I will never drink Smirnoff Raspberry Smirnoff again.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Me and my best friend were 15, 16 years old, drinking in my parents' house in my bedroom. So we drank the whole bottle by ourselves, and there's one bathroom in my room, of course. So we couldn't go downstairs. We were both throwing up all night. It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awful.
It was horrible.
I know, but see, that's my go-to. That's what I'm known for, is icing people. So if we ever meet, there's a high chance I'm going to ice you.
Yeah, Lynn, you want to avoid Liv at all costs.
Yeah, I'm 8 months pregnant now, and I'm about to throw up just thinking about it.
Oh gosh. Well, hey, congratulations. Are you going to name the kid after me?
Definitely.
Thank you. And yeah, I'll be sure to make it his middle name.
All right, there we go. Joseph's a great middle name. Hey, Lynn, thank you for calling the Joe and Alex Show. There's so many people calling. We'll get to Shannon. But if you can't, take this to, can we put this up on Facebook too, Live the
yeah,
Little Girl?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So give us a like. Just search for Radio Now. And of course, you can always tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Shannon, we'll wrap up with you. Hey, good morning. What is it? I will never drink blank again.
Okay, it's Mad Dog 20. You remember this drink? I don't even know if they still make Mad Dog 20.
They had like the blue one, the orange one, the red one. Which one can't you drink?
The red.
Ugh, I've never had it. What's it taste like?
You remember the night of the Tyson fight where he bit the dude deer off?
Yeah, Holyfield, yep. Is this when they went down for you, Shannon?
Yes. So I went to this big party, you know, where it was supposed to be this big, huge thing, and as soon as I got there, I was like powered, and I think I got through two bottles, and I didn't even make it through the first round, and I was done. I mean, there was vomit everywhere.
And you know what's the worst? God. When something like that is red, I had a buddy that we had to take to the hospital. You don't know if they're like throwing up blood or what. It's like, no, there's a Shannon and her Mad Dog 20. She's fine. Hey, Shannon, sounds like that you got the worst end of the deal than Holyfield did. You know, getting bit in the ear would have been better.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to a bar afterwards and have so much fun. Oh, no, I was, bedbound, done.
There you go. Shannon, I like it, though. You sound like you'd be a fun person to party with. That's what I love about our people in the show. Like, they are just crazy. Now, wrapping up here, Pork Chop, you were there, right? Like, I saw the Instagram video. Like, you were there, and our old producer, MYK, was at the bar.
Yes.
Was I okay? Like, I mean, like, I know I was drunk, but I didn't do anything, like, bad, right?
I mean, I guess not.
That doesn't sound very confident.
Should I really? Am I allowed? I don't want to. I don't want to like blow up. I mean, you did do something like kind of weird.
Wait,
you did
I
something
hear...
that you said you're never gonna do, and you said this is why you don't drink so much, so you don't do this, but you did it.
Wait, what is it? Tell me, tell me,
no, wait,
tell
wait.
Me, tell me.
I mean, it's not bad. I can say it.
Joe's face is red now. Tell me.
Okay. I don't. No,
no.
No,
no
okay. Come on,
I can
come on, say it on air.
So remember...
No. Here's what we'll do.
No.
Follow us on Instagram.
Okay.
If you follow, I don't want to, but a lot more people follow us on Instagram than listen to the show. If you follow us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, then click on our story. We'll put it up there. How about that?
Okay.
I'll compromise.
Why? Because you can delete it if it's
bad. Well, that too. But that way, yes. Okay. Hey, check this out. Coming up in about a song or two, we're going to get into your dummy of the day here on Radio Now. So don't go anywhere.